Management Road, Manhattan, or email frontdesk@1350kman.com.
We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here with Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General Perry Wiggins. I'm Brady Bowman, and Fort Riley will have a change of command ceremony tomorrow morning on post. And as a former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General, I'm sure you'll be there, and two, I'm sure very special for you.
Yeah, I tell you, I think it's a bittersweet day. You know, as a commander, there's no better pride you have than commanding the most storied division in the United States Army, the 1st Infantry Division. So I'm sure Joe Martin right now is reflecting. It's his last day before he hands over the colors. And so this is a time where we farewelled him last night, and he got some great accolades from his brigade commanders, which I think is the best thing as a commander you could ever get, is really get the words from your commanders and your soldiers to say, hey, job well done. And Joe Martin has done an incredible job. He was my brigade commander, his second brigade commander, when I was a division commander.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of neat to see really Joe do so well. And as he heads off to Washington, D.C. and becomes director of the Army staff, I know he'll do great things for our Army.
And it'll be Major General John Kolesky. Yeah, yep. He'll be coming in. He'll be taking over. And this is a routine thing for Fort
it
Riley.
It is. You know, it's really hard. I mean, as a commander, you take a look, and you've got to realize that you invest 2 years of your life, really 24/7. And then on that day, there's a lot of, you say a speech, you know, normally the force comm commander will come in and say a speech, and then the incoming commander says a speech. But when it's all said and done, the departing commander, if you look back over your shoulder and you see the stencil being ripped off the vehicle with your name on it, and it's now the new commander, your driver salutes you, but now his loyalties are to that new commander. It really is a tough day. So he and Leanne, I know, have done a wonderful job, and they're well-deserved promotion. But as they're driving off Fort Riley, it will be bittersweet, I'm sure. I know from experience, and Annette and I, it was a very difficult time. But the goodness about the Army is, if you've done your job, if you've done what you're supposed to do, the soldiers, they're going to continue to go on. You know the Army song, the Army goes rolling along. I mean, you know, the bottom line doesn't miss a step. And that's when you're a success. This will be one of those times where our institution, and you realize the caliber of people that we have, somebody will grab that flag, raise it high, and continue to march and take the unit to the next level. And that's what happens.
And that's really kind of an example, in a microcosm, if you will, for what we're trying to do as a country in general, right? When it comes to Congress, the presidency, it's not about any one person, because we have elections, we have changeover. It's to show the strength of the organization,
sure,
overall.
Sure. You know, the bottom line is, just like with K-State football team or any other organization, everybody should be cheering, if you're a fan or you're a part of that organization, for that team to succeed. And that's really what you see here. Everybody wants to cheer, because in the military, for example, you got to have quality leadership. You got to have really somebody can come in and really maintain that level. Because for us on the playing field, second place comes at a very high cost. We can't afford to do that. We've got to win every time. And it's the same thing for our nation. You know, I'm a vote for America. I'm a vote for Americans. And the flag means something to me. Our nation means something to me. And I never, ever apologize for the United States of America, ever. I've been in countries and been in places where I've seen the lines at the embassy a mile long or longer trying to get into the United States of America. I've been to Washington, D.C. I haven't seen lines 4 or 5 miles long trying to get into other countries. There's a reason for that. It's our diversity. It's because we are so different. We are so unique. Our states are unique. But it's really the whole is what makes us the nation we are today, and it's what makes us great. So I think this is a dichotomy of really a small little section of what's going to go on tomorrow is what we ought to root every day to see go on in our nation. period. We ought to all be positive about the direction we need to go, and we all be cheerleaders. And so tomorrow you're going to see about 15,000 soldiers represented that'll be on a field. They'll all do the tradition that we hold dear. It's been going on for hundreds of years, 243 years, to be a matter of fact, because we're celebrating our 243rd birthday on June the 9th, or June 13th, excuse me. And that's important to me. So this is an incredible time in the division's history.
And the cool thing about really any ceremony that Fort Riley does, they're all very neat. And if you've never been to one, that's what I'm telling some of my reporters now that still trying to figure out who I'm sending tomorrow morning exactly. But I'm telling them, it's like, if you haven't been to this before, I've been to a lot of them.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been to one of these before, they're really cool because of the traditions, the band, the formations, the cavalry. I love the cavalry charge.
If they've never been to one, if you really want to set them up, tell them to stand right by Old Glory. When that cannon goes off, it'll get your attention.
Yeah, make sure the mic's turned down. Yeah, they don't want to blow out the Marantz.
Exactly.
What was the next day like for you when you stepped down after your ceremony? Was it just kind of a day or more reflection?
No,
or
I got up at Annette and I got up around 3:30 in the morning. We had the car already pre-packed. We got our stuff in the vehicle, and we headed out for Texas. Fort Sam Houston was my next assignment.
So right away, really no downtime in between.
Well, we wanted to get there, but the unique thing is I had a great battle buddy in Sergeant Major Jim Champagne. Now, he was Vince Brooks' Sergeant Major, but what was really nice was as we headed out about 4:30 in the morning, Jim Champagne and a color guard with the division colors standing there at the gate as we departed was probably symbolically one of the most emotional things I'd ever seen in my life. And so when I got out the gate, seeing those guys standing there, turned right, got onto I-70, we had to pull off the road at an exit beyond so I could get the tears wiped out of my eyes. It is an emotional time, and it will be an emotional time for a period for Joe Martin as well.
And like you said, kind of a bittersweet. It's that, and there's the excitement for the new guy coming in.
Absolutely.
So you just have both those things, both those emotions.
Yeah, the new guy right now, he's sitting in the big quarters on post probably. He's sitting there anxious to take the reins because he's ready to start running. But you got to, the bottom line is you got to temper action with wisdom as well. It's a long race. It's the next 2 years of your life. And you got to make sure that you understand the organization before you really kind of get it into a full sprint.
Were you able to leave with kind of a feeling of satisfaction as well, of like kind of a job well done sort of thing, no regrets sort of feeling?
I think so. I will tell you that nobody's perfect, and all things will not go right. The measure of a leader is not how you handle things when they're going right; it's how you handle things when they're not going so right. And I think the bottom line is. Our leaders in the Army understand the art of command, which is being in the right place at the right time to affect the desired outcome. And, I'm humbled by the leaders we have today at the platoon level on up. They're just smarter, brighter, quicker, and I'm blessed to be a part of the United States Army.
You know what? That's a good point to end on right there.
Sure.
Thanks so much. Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General Perry Wiggins. He's on every first Thursday of the month. Missing today's show, check it out on demand at newsradiokman.com. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Brady, thank you much. Good job this morning. Coming up tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, we'll have a couple of folks in here from Orthopedic Sports Medicine Center. Dr. Jamie McAtee will join us. And then we'll hear from Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins, because you know what tomorrow is? June 8th will mark the 10th anniversary of a tornado that caused a lot of damage in around the area. 10 years.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.